G'day partners, Harry with you from Sectional Star Tips, here to take you through our selections for this coming Saturday. We've got nine selections for you spread across Rose Hill and Flemington. Just checking the forecasts, expecting fine and sunny conditions for both locations, so expecting fair tracks and good racing. So let's get stuck into it. We'll start at Rose Hill. We're looking at race number two, horse number four, Heroic Deed for the win. So it's third up here. Racing really well, looking for three wins in a row. Last start was a really solid win over 1200 metres in benchmark 72 grade. The sectionals there showed a nice turn of acceleration between the 4 and the 200 metres. And it's coming off a solid tempo as well. So that's a sign of a good horse that can sprint off that kind of a tempo. It's likely to race near the pace again here. It's obviously got three wins from four starts and it appears to have plenty of room to move in its rating. So I don't think the 57.5 kilos here is an issue in benchmark 72 level. And I think for a horse that's clearly talented and it's shown with its sectionals in its both its wins, it's got real ability. I think this is a very winnable race. So that's Rose Hill race two, horse number four, Heroic Deed. For our next selection, we go over to race three at Rose Hill. We're looking at horse number three, Appeared for the win. So third up. It's a horse we've been following on Sectional Star Tips. And it's looking for three wins in a row. The last start was a really good win over the 2200 metres in benchmark 72 grade. It's up to benchmark 78 level here, but also up to the 2400 metres, which is really suitable for what looks to be a fairly progressive stayer. Just looking at the sectionals from the last win, it was a nice even 800 meter sprint with the final 200 meters sectional not much different to the prior three, so that's a sign of a good stayer. And it should get a nice run here just behind the leader. Gets in with 57.5 as well, which is down from the 59 kilos that it won at last start. So I think for a tough stayer that's in form, just finds a very winnable race here in benchmark 78 grade over the 2400 metres. So that's a good win bet. That's Rose Hill race three, horse number three, Appeared. For our next selection, we go over to race six at Rose Hill. We're looking at horse number five, Tenenbaum for the win. So second up here. It was a really nice win first up over 1200 metres in benchmark 64 grade. Did it very easily. Sectionals there showed really good acceleration from the 4 to 200 metres and just cruised home over the final section. Important to note it carried 61 kilos there. Drops down to the 54 here, obviously up to Group 3 level. But for a horse that's clearly got talent based on the sectionals it's produced, and draws well in barrier six to get a good run midfield, I think this is a suitable assignment for a progressive horse. So for a horse that's come back really well, think it's a good bet for the win. That's Rose Hill race six, horse number five, Tenenbaum. For our next selection, we're going out over to race seven at Rose Hill, looking at horse number three, Apocalyptic for the win. Second up here. It was a solid run first up over the 1100 metres at Group 3 level. Got a long way back, got detached, didn't really get a horse to tow it into the race, but nevertheless, got to the outside and ran home really well. Sectionals there showed really good 800 metre sprint, just peaking the final 200 metres, which you could probably put down to being first up. So it's up to the 1200 metres here, should be fitter. Draws down low in barrier one, so it's going to get a midfield run with cover. It's important to note it has a bit of a fitness edge over a couple of its main rivals here. So I think for a horse that we know it's got ability, should be fitter second up, looking for a peak run here over the 1200 metres. I think that's a good each way bet. At the time of recording, there was $5.50 around, so we're going to back that each way. That's Rose Hill, race seven, horse horse number 3, Apocalyptic. For our next selection at Rose Hill, we're looking at race number 10, going with horse number 5, Sovereign Hill, for a place. So it's third up here. That was a really good win over the 1200 metres in benchmark 78 grade. It burst through the middle to win nicely. It was carrying 60 kilos. The sectional showed a really slick final 200 metre split, and it drops to the 57.5 here as it's up to the benchmark 88 grade. Stays at 1200 metres, which appears to suit. And the speed map is showing that it should get a good run near the pace, and importantly, it likes good track conditions. So I think all in all, for a horse that's ready to peak third up, it's got good statistics over the 1200 metres on good tracks. I think it's going to be running on into the finish. So at the time of recording, there was $2.50 around for $2.60 for a place. So I think that's good value for a horse we know is going to run well here over the 1200 metres. So it's Rose Hill Race 10, horse number 5, Sovereign Hill, for the place. For our next selection, we're going over to Flemington. We're looking at race 4, horse number 6, Mbube, for the win. So it's first up here. So two really quiet jump outs coming into this. Obviously, its first start win over the 1,000 metres at Sandown was just really impressive. It appeared to do it really easily. And just looking at the sectionals there, it was very slick 800 metres. And it was quite soft on the line as well, so it's definitely got more up its sleeve. Based on that profile, up to the 1,100 metres looks really good. Draws well in barrier 4 here, so we know it's going to get a nice run midfield with some cover. And it should be able to peel out and hit the line really hard. So I think for a horse that's produced really impressive sectionals in its first up win, we know it's got real ability. I think this presents as a winnable assignment. So that's Flemington Race 4, horse number 6, Mbube. For next selection at Flemington, we'll look at race number 5, going with horse number 4, Jenny Vermoose, each way. So third up here. It's returned really well this preparation after had a really long injury layoff. Its last start ran on really strongly over the 2,000 metres. It was drawn the widest barrier that day, so got back and ran home really well with a really slick final 400 metres. Up to the 2,500 metres looks really good for this horse. It's won twice at that distance. It's a true stayer. And more importantly, it draws barrier 1 here, so it's got a good opportunity to settle closer. Should be able to get a midfield spot, peel out, and be close enough to strike. So I think for a promising stayer that looks to return well, it's had two good runs. It's set to peak here, third up. It loves the 2,500 metres. I think that's a good edgeway bet. That's Flemington Race 5, horse number 4, Jenny Vermoose. For our next selection at Flemington, we're looking at race number 7 with going horse number 5, A Live Another Day. So second up here, that was just a really good win. First up over the 1,100 metres at Group 3 level, Caulfield. Never really got out until the final 200 metres, but once it did, it burst through and won really easily. So up to the 1,200 metres. Here looks ideal. It's won there 4 times before at that distance. Drops a kilo from the win. Draws midfield here, so should get a bit more clear air here and get a nice run somewhere near the pace. And I think for a horse that's returned with a bang, we know it's in really good form. I think it can win this easily, so it's the obvious choice here. That's Flemington Race 7, horse number 5, A Live Another Day. And for our final selection at Flemington, we're looking at race number 9, horse number 4, Gold Coast Bell, for the win. It's another horse we've been following on sectional star tips. Second up here, it was a really nice win. First up, over 1,300 metres in benchmark, 88 grade. Sectionals there showed a really good acceleration between the 6 and the 200 metres, running hard up on the pace. And up to the 1400 metres looks really good here, where it's won three times before. Other than the sectionals, I think the key piece of form there is it beat Tennessee Bound really easily. And we know Tennessee Bound has since gone on to run well in Group 3 companies. So based on that run, with a little bit of improvement, you'd expect Gold Coast Bell to be really competitive in Group 2 company here. So I think for a progressive horse that's returned really well, it's going to be set for a peak run here, and it loves the 1400 metres, and I think that's a really good win bet. So that's Flemington, race 9, horse number 4, Gold Coast Bell. So there you go, punters. There's our 9 selections for this Saturday. As always, make sure you stay disciplined on the punt, and I look forward to chatting to you all next week.